just having a picnic shit in my car, man.
Please, man. I'm not getting my sex at home. Don't deny me that.
What are you talking about? You sleep with a beautiful woman every night.
I'm mad. That's what married means. It means you sleep together, but you can't get none. Why don't you watch it with all that shit, all right? Hey, look. Where's your cup holder?
I don't have one.
You mean you don't have one? $80,000 for this car and you ain't got no damn cup holder?
$105,000 and this happens to be one of the fastest production cars on the planet. 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, sweetie. It's a limited edition.
You damn right it's limited. No cup holder, no back seat. Just a shiny dick with two chairs in it. I guess we the balls just dragging the fuck along. Oh, damn. Sorry.
Get it.
If you see, I can't get down there. You got an engineering floor up in here. My shit ain't going down up in there.
Go. Titty, titty, strutty, strutty.
Good morning.
You know what? I ain't your wife to be cleaning up after your little filth.
You wash my hand, okay? My shit can't get down there. And when it does, it gets stuck. Now, what do you come up with? You got this shit.
Nah, you gonna get that fried.
Look out.
This ain't no goddamn Denny's. No eating in my... I wouldn't be buying no shit from Denny's anyway. I don't like the way we've been treated.
It's bitch, man.
It's gangly, dude.
Yeah,
you ain't interested in the damn fry. You all up in that.
Get out of the car, man.
Shit. The fuck?
Me and my team, we've had a big week, so just get the fuck out of the car.
Damn. What are you winning, $350? I bet you a big Popeye chicken eating motherfucker, ain't you?
Hey.
Get the fuck. I always got to get the big, thick motherfucker. The car now.
All right.
Okay,
let's do it.
All right, hold on.
Now, this is some funny shit. Let me tell you how bad a day you're having. Right now, you're jacking a couple cops.
Yeah, well, I'm a stand-up comedian. And I suck! That's why I need your car!
Hey, look, now I ain't no Wesley Snipes. I just hang out with stupid-ass friends that drive stupid-ass cars that attract a lot of motherfucking attention.
You know what? I need to jump over this car and smack you in your peasy-ass head. That's what I need to do.
Bro, you know what? You're arguing over motherfucking friends.
It's not about your friends, it's about your lack of respect for other people's property.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up!
That shit is stupid!
Shut up, man!
Hold the fuck on!
All right, now do it
just bad enough, come get some.
You like that shit? Wesley Snipes, Passenger 57. Now give me a motherfucking handy wipe.
Now let's hear one of those jokes, bitch.
Think, guys? Looks like the real thing.
You remember your assignment?
Yeah, I'm a decoy.
Yes, you are.
What the fuck are you doing?
Hello, police.
I just saw something terrible. A policeman shot on South Miami and First Street. Help, please.
All units. Officer down. Respond code 3.
Identify. This is Air Unit 2.
we've got a fumble on that.
Officer down, we need additional ground units.
Entry, roger. Suspect or suspect unknown.
Sweet dreams. You're so nasty.
You always saying you want quality time. But right now I got the time and you damn sure got the quality. Come on now.
You know what it is? I can't remember the last time that we fell asleep together.
Baby, it's my job. That's what it requires. You know I'm a better cop when I get some in the morning. I feel lighter on my feet.
But you're going to have to keep it in your pants, baby, because I hear three little burnettes coming down.
That's cold. You're going to leave me here like a humping dog.
Hi, baby boy.
Oh,
hi.
Hey, boy, hey. What's up?
Dad, at school, people say I look weird. They say my ears look funny.
Boy, your daddy has that same problem. I got the ears, but you know what? As if they just out there for you to listen to people's problems. You're an angel. These are your wings. Flap, flap. That's all.
James, stop. Would you take them off?
Boy, your ears are better for you to listen to. Don't let me have to come out of school. I'll rest the bus.
Mom! James,
keep
pushing my boy's
ears. What's
Uncle Mike's in the house.
What's up, Uncle Mike?
Partner.
What's going on?
Quincy, check it out.
What? What?
Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, don't kiss me, Mike. I know where your lips were last night. Move.
Uncle Mike, did you have a date last night?
Dinner. Let me tell you, boy, now this girl was no...
Hey, don't you go telling my son on your sleazy sex stories.
Oh, no, I only tell your husband my sleazy sex stories.
Well, I don't want him knowing about him either. Give us him ideas.
Why are you putting me in this, man? I'm with my babies. Okay? Thank you.
Hello?
Eat gone, girl.
Man, no problem.
Yeah, you're on the mic with Mike.
My daddy wiped your mic.
I think you mean to say get our asses down there, please, Captain.
Maybe not.
What's up, boy?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Francine, what's up?
He's down there. He's looking for you. He's in a better mood.
Get it done,
Captain. Welcome to our nightmare, boys.
See this? What's wrong with this picture, huh? Remember this room? These slats, they look familiar, don't they? With these silver packets, they look like bricks. Little red tags on them. Not so high.
All that heroin. Gone.
This is our career bust. This is what, your $100 million?
Gone.
Oh, this is bad. No, let me call it what it is. This is fucked up.
Got that right, Detective.
Hello, Allison. Well, you guys know Captain Sinclair, Internal Affairs top watchdog.
Oh, you know, I'd actually take that as a compliment if I didn't know you so well.
Excuse me, but if you two want to get personal, I could step out
and get my boy. There's nothing personal going on here. I'm just doing my job. I mean, I love knowing that one leak, one headline could turn this nightmare into a media frenzy.
That's not going to happen. We're going to get the dope back before that ever happens.
Good. Why don't you start by looking right here? Because this had to have been an inside job. And I'm going to find out about it. Sanchez Ruiz, you guys are late.
So they put this in for toxic drug fumes.
Yeah, this is a brilliant design. This is really intelligent. I like this.
I didn't ask how he feels. I said, what did he see? What does he know?
Uh-huh.
Where were y'all last night, man?
Listen, why don't y'all just have your cousins bring the shit back and we can all get some sleep, all right?
We were going to do that, but you know what happened? We came up with a problem. Your mama snorted up all the time.
Oh, why did
you... All right, you two, get over there. Well, Fee's going to be all right, but he's got nothing to tell us.
So they kill a decoy, it empties the station. Very smart.
But they don't kill a real cop because they know they had a whole force on their ass.
This was your case, you're back on it. Sanchez, Ruiz, you back them up with whatever they need. With whatever they need. Shut your mouth.
All right, but now wait a second. It was Carrera's drugs in the first place, right? But it couldn't have been him because he was killed in prison. What about the rest of his crew?
The rest of those idiots don't have the precision to do this, but just in case I'm wrong, you guys check them out.
Yeah, they'd have been up in here with Uzis, splashing O.F.E. all over the place.
Takes a lot of brains to pull something like this off.
Big cojones, too.
What the hell are you talking about, cojones?
Cojones? It would take me a month to explain to you what cojones is.
You're in Miami, you don't know what cojones is.
Guys, hey! We got nothing. What's the matter with you? We've got nothing. The guy who pulled this off knew what he was doing. And he left us nothing but a big fuck you. Ruiz, Sanchez, find out who installed the ventilating system, okay? Do that now.
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, so is your mama's bed.
This could definitely be an inside job. Don't rule it out. The way I see it, we got 72 hours before the FBI and the DEA walk in here and shut us down, and we're going to be the bad guys. The politics demand that somebody take the rap for this, and it's going to be us. Just do what you do, only faster.
Jojo! What's up? Yeah, you still a chemist, right? Cutting drugs and shit like that, huh?
Oh, I don't know nothing about that, man. I'm out of the drug business.
You know something.
No, you don't know nothing.
No, I just said no to drugs. That's
you said no to drugs.
What
you been through, Joe?
Rubber. Check it out.
You selling tires, huh, Joe?
Yeah.
So you don't know nothing. Jojo don't know nothing.
I know tires.
All right. You're telling me the truth, right?
Would I lie to you?
Come on, Joe. Would you lie to me?
Hey, you driving.
Yo, man. It's a waste of time. Oh, come on, man. I keep telling you, in Max's line of work, she definitely gets the 411. Maxie. I don't know. I'm going to find you up in here. Listen, Max, we got to talk. Is there someplace we can go?
Yeah. Equipment room?
Behave yourself.
Hold on.
I need some help. Again.
So what else is new?
Major ill shit happened down at the PD. A lot of heroin involved. There's going to be a lot of cash involved. And there's definitely going to be some jolly young men running around who want to party.
What do you need?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who will talk to you that won't talk to me.
You mean customers?
Listen, I'm not asking you to get in any wild shit. You know, just call me if you hear something.
I think I will call you.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to keep my shit quick.
Oh, that's right. You ain't getting none at home. You need a little extra energy. Go ahead, burn it off, baby. Hey, we got anything for anything?
Sanchez says that the air conditioning contract went to Manuel Arona of Key Biscayne. He's working out of his house this week. That's the number.
He's not answering. I guess we should just leave.
What? Make a trip all the way down here to high society for nothing?
No, man.
That's what they got windows for. We can peek in.
Oh, yeah, that should be okay.
Oh, I tripped.
The hammer just opened?
Like, right after I tripped, it just opened.
Well, I guess they want us to come in.
Take a peek.
Hello?
We're your new neighbors.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
Oh, man. Too much bass in your voice. That scared white folks. You got the sound like them. We were wondering if we can borrow some brown sugar. You fought?
No, man. Dead guy.
Looks like somebody's home.
Okay, let me take a stab at this one. He sells the ventilation plans to the bad guys. He gets rich, but he gets dead.
You're right on that one. I'm gonna go call homicide.
Whoa, hey. Why do you act like this every time we're around a dead body?
It's cool, I just...
Please, look around.
The smell and the fume, it's just unexpected, that's all.
Oh, it looks like our buddy Arona was a bit of a gambler. Got a dog track, highline.
Probably needed the money to pay off his debt.
Bookie.
Whoops.
Damn, man. Watch where you swinging a dead leg.
My bad.
Damn this. I'm calling homicide.
I'm a narcotics cop.
Dead bodies. Dead ends. Maggots.
Man, what's wrong with your name?
Little. I'm good.
Hey, what do you say we grab a couple burritos?
You know, you drive almost slow enough to drive Miss Daisy.
Hey, man, the transaction is done. All right, we ain't got shit, so it's over.
Relax, man. We got it before. We'll get it again.
Yeah, you got it all figured out, don't you?
Oh, you got to have faith, player.
Let me tell you something, all right? About time we figured out how it'll be out of job. No, scratch that. Everybody in the damn unit will be out of a job. Oh, but don't worry. They tend to think Mike Lowry gonna be all right. Especially since they think you some rich kid playing cop. Look, man, I ain't got no trust fund. Okay, see, for me, no job, no check. That's like all the other guys in the unit. At least most of us.
So I'm playing cop now. Just a game. I'm just joking around.
You always wanted to be Starsky or Hutch.
You know what, man?
I'm so sick of this bullshit.
What, I'm supposed to apologize for my family leaving me money? All I ever wanted to be was a cop. I get up early and I take it to the max every day. I'm the first guy through the door and I'm always the last guy to leave the crime scene. So you know what? Fuck you and fuck them and fuck everybody who got a problem with Mike Loud.
I love you, man. Fuck you, Marcus.
I do.
Cool.
You're my partner.
Shut up, man.
Slow ass driving like a bitch, huh?
Well, I got to be all that.
I'll take you
and me and you off this fucking cliff. Keep fucking with me.
Yeah.
All right? Then it'll be what? Two bitches in the sea, huh? Is that it? Is that what you want?
Shut up, man.
My wife, no, I ain't no bitch. I'm a bad boy.
Bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
Shelly, only models and that's all. Max just dropped by. I gotta go. Bye. What's this that you want me to call around looking for the newly rich? Are there any new guys partying a lot, spending a lot of money? Actually, this guy called me this morning, desperate, every 2 hours, looking for new girls in town. Are you available this afternoon? It'll be a quick $2,000. I've got plans with Julie. She's your roommate, right? Yeah. So bring her. She's cute. Sexy. Go on. She's not a working girl, Lois. Doesn't matter. This guy's on speedballs. He's probably so messed up he can't even get it up. Well, all right. Maybe we'll go check it out. Could be the party I'm looking for.
Party at the Biltmore.
Yeah, that'll really rock. Okay, Julie, I owe you one.
Forget about it. I'll just deduct it from the hundreds of favors I already owe you.
Am I turning into the guest that won't leave?
No, I like having you live with me. I'm an out-of-work photographer who doesn't know how to cook. I mean, not a big upside for you there.
Oh, come on.
So, what incredibly hip individual inspired this little visit to the Biltmore?
It's a favor for Mike Lowry.
Oh, right. The cop who I think you just may be a little bit in love with.
Well, maybe I am, but we're just friends. And if I were ever in trouble, he's the only person I would call.
Yeah, I know. I think I've heard this before.
Hello?
Hi.
You must be Mac.
Welcome. I'm Eddie. The Al Capone suite.
So I guess we're a little early.
Oh, this is my friend Julie.
Julie.
Hi.
You like Al Capone, huh?
I hadn't really thought about it much.
I'm not kidding about this being Capone's. He had the place rigged with secret passageways.
10 minutes, we're out of here. 5. Julie, 1:20.
Hey, what's the whispering about?
1:20.
Eddie here.
Just girl chat. Where's the bathroom?
Upstairs on your right. Watch your step. Come. Sit.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself. Relax. Eddie's got some favors to play with.
Yes. Eddie does.
I should have told you sooner about Eddie's private party.
Well, now it's a surprise party.
Okay, Max. We've been here about 5 minutes too long.
I see you treat yourself well, Eddie.
Yeah. I needed to blow off a little steam after the move, you know, so a little party with a couple friends, you know it is, that's all. I was going to invite you guys.
Invite? Looks like I'm catering this. I was looking for my 2 keys of dope, and now I know where they are.
Yours, man. It's our score.
And the girl?
Nobody. Just entertainment.
Hi. I'm Max.
Nice to meet you, Max. I like a woman who takes pride in her appearance. Don't you?
Yeah, I hate when a bitch lets herself slide.
You look like a model in that dress. Will you model for me, Max?
Oh, great. The gun squad.
You were a cop for so long, you should know Vickers talk. You couldn't wait 4 more days until I made the deal.
I can't work with that kind of stupidity!
Stupidity? I got you connected inside!
I brought you my family.
Eddie, it's my family now.
Shit, we're still friends.
What are you guys doing?
You pissed them off.
Use a smaller gun, you got blood on me again.
Hey, somebody's up there.
Upstairs.
Go, go!
Get her! Move, Fergie!
Who she works for, and find out where she lives.
It's about fucking time. Lowry! Barnett! Come here, come here! Look at this. You see this guy? He's dead, right?
Yeah.
You look familiar?
Eddie Dominguez, the ex-cop.
2 points for you.
And there's some of our high-grade heroin over there.
Oh, there's a headline Sinclair's gonna love.
Look, there's no signs of forced entry.
What the fuck is all this look like Beirut?
Al Capone suite. What can I say? Shit happened. It's a shitty day. Real shitty day.
Looks like we got 2 shades of lipstick over here, gentlemen. Seems to me somebody's missing from the party.
All right, listen to me. The only function in life right now is to find that person. You find her. It's the only good lead we got all day. You find her.
Look, man, I'm gonna check all calls to the room.
Hey, what you got over there, partner?
You knew the girl, huh?
Look, man.
All right, we get the witness, and we damn sure gonna get the fools who did this.
Yeah. Listen, why don't you see if you can catch a breath with Howard, all right?
Well, where you going?
8 calls were made to Lois Fields. That's who Max used to work for, so I'm gonna go check it out.
All right, well, I'll come with you.
No, I'm all right. Why don't we just catch up later, all right?
You okay?
I'm cool.
Hello? Hello?
Shit. Yeah, babe. Look, babe, I know quality time was my idea.
Don't talk about quality time.
Hold on, babe. Look here. I need a full file on Eddie Dominguez.
Hold on, babe.
You have on the red one? The one with the snaps? Why couldn't you wait till I get...
You're never home, baby.
Therese, hold on.
All his files are blocked.
Hey, I don't give a damn about his personal files. The man's dead. Unblock it.
Screw you, that's illegal.
No, screw you. Fucking...
Marcus, are you talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to... No, it's a term you use, baby. Screw you is a cop term.
You ain't screwing nothing.
Therese! God damn it.
Where's Larry?
I just paged him. He's following up this Lois Fields lead.
The madam?
21-2, request backup 614 Reach Road.
21-2,
Lowry's desk.
I need to talk to Detective Mike Lowry.
This is Captain Howard. Can I help you?
You can get me, Detective Lowry.
Look, this is not another paternity case, is it?
No, it's another murder case, you twerp.
You're not talking about the murder case at the Biltmore Hotel tonight, are you?
Listen, I've just seen my best friend get murdered. And I'll only talk to Mike Lowry.
Why only Mike Lowry? I have a detective here.
None of your fucking business, all right? Either I talk to Lowry or I'm going to blow town.
Mike! Mike, phone! Telephone, Mike! He's coming. He's coming right now. Hold on, please. Hold on. Talk to him.
Cap, I ain't got time for these games.
Talk to him. This is the witness, the girl at the hotel. Yeah, Harry, he just got out of the john. Hold on. Talk to her now. If you don't talk to her now, she's going to walk.
Captain, I can't be no Mike, man.
Just talk to her now. She's going to walk out.
This is our witness. Calm down.
Hello? It's Mike Lowry.
He doesn't talk that way. Talk like him. Like him. Try to talk sexy.
Come on.
You don't
come
sound
on.
Sexy enough.
Yeah. Damn.
You don't know me. My name's Julie Mott. And I was Max Logan's best friend.
Okay, whoa. Calm down. Calm down. Now talk to me now. Yeah.
And she said if she ever needed anything, I need your help.
Give me the address. All right. Okay. It's going to be all right. Hey, Mike's to the rescue. I'm on the way. All right.
Let me see if I can find Lowry.
Hey, I can't go.
Well, you got to go. Go.
Get Mike down here, man. Handle this.
Get to this address now. Get out of the chair.
I'll wait till Mike.
You won't see your wife for a month. Get out of the chair.
Mike Lowry. No, easy. Mike Lowry.
Who's there?
Mike Lowry.
Well, how do I know it's Mike Lowry?
'Cause I'm Mike Lowry. Okay, now we ain't got much time.
Hold your badge up to the people. I'm not letting you in until you do. Get away.
What the fuck
was that for?
I'm not Mike Lowry. You mean I ain't Mike Lowry? You never even met him.
So we like to try to give up.
I'm undercover.
Prove it.
Okay, look, I knew Max from way back, okay? I helped the brother get out of jail.
Yeah, so?
So, you know, me, I was cool like that from time to time. We get the devil on bump and grind.
Wrong.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. You want to go out this? Fine. You don't want to believe me? You go out this shit alone. Oh, I forgot. The bad guys probably know where you live, which means they're coming for your ass. Good luck.
I saw the whole thing. I watched him shoot her like she was nothing. Please shut the door.
Look, lady. You ain't got no more bats, golf clubs, or anything like that you can swing at me, do you? I knew Max, okay? I cared about Max also. I'm just here to help you.
You're not what I expected.
Yeah, well, I ain't expect to walk into Yankee Stadium either. Okay, now, we got to get out of here, okay? Let's go.
I gotta get my dog. Come here.
Come here, Rocky. Dookie, whatever.
Look, will you got a back door?
Where are we going? Duke, come here, Dukey.
Protective custody.
Well, fuck that. I'm only dealing with you. There was a cop that threw that little party back at the Biltmore.
Former cop, okay? We got rid of him a long time ago.
Luke, come on.
Okay, now listen, lady. If you want to live, you ain't got no choice. You got to trust me.
God, my father!
Until you can identify Max's shooter.
Yeah, well, where are we going to do that?
Protective custody.
No way! I told you, I am not going into protective custody.
Look, lady, I'm not playing, okay? You're really pissing me off. Now, I'll book your narrow ass.
Oh, yeah? And I'll develop amnesia. I suddenly feel a little case of it coming on right now.
Fine, lady. Where would you feel safe?
You want to do protective custody? All right, we'll do in-home protective custody. At your home, at your place, all right? I can handle going to your place.
Yeah, my place is... No, hey. Right. My place is shit. Mike Lowry play. You right? Now that's the best idea you came up with tonight. Yeah, my place. Wait here.
Detective Burnett, how are you? Long time no see.
I'm cool.
Mr. Lowry, he's not here. He's out.
I know. He said I can use his place tonight.
Oh, really? He didn't mention it to me. Who's the chick? How's your wife?
Fine. She's fine.
And your kids? They're good? Because family's the most important thing, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, Mr. Lowry told me that you got a real baby factory going on over there at your house. Is that true?
Here you go. That ain't enough. I'm gonna run you in for extortion.
You know, I'm so stupid sometimes.
Yeah, are you?
Now that you mention it, Mr. Lowry did mention something about you coming by tonight.
What did he say? Did he say he had a key?
Mm-hmm. Hang out.
Yeah.
Here you go.
This it?
Yeah. You already need me.
Thanks.
Good to see you.
Have fun.
It's not like that.
Sure.
It's not like that. Yeah, come on. Watch your step up through here. Damn, I must have left some incense burning. Welcome to Casa de Lowry. This is kind of... I'm always moving my switches. See, I'm always decorating, so sometimes I just don't know where shit is.
Damn! Shit!
Why am I tripping on shit I know is there? See, you found a light switch. I should have known it was there since I decorated the place. Ignore this. It's one of my freaks, Yvette. You know, she's always calling. Got to have it. Don't call here no more now, freak.
was one of my freaks.
Oh, this on a cop salary?
It's honest money. I'm a second generation rich kid.
So if you're not in it for the paycheck, what are you, some kind of action junkie?
Yeah, is that what you want to call it? I don't mind bats swung at my head, bullets damn near grazing my ass. Gives me a rush. Look, let me give you a broad stroke of the place. I got some T-bones in the fridge for Luke and Dookie. You know, some... Sorry, your fridge is this way. Oh, I confuse my own shit.
Wait a minute. I mean, are you going to leave me here alone?
Yeah, I got to get back to the PD. These are Miami's peak crime hours, you know.
Apparently. You know, they said that this deal was going down in 4 days, and I'm, you know, obviously seem to be kind of a major glitch. And
hey, you ain't with the bad guys now. You with the cops. With Mike Lyre. You with the cops, okay? Right, everything's going to be all right. Trust me. Hey,
I'll be back.
I know that's no time to joke, but remember in the movie when...
Thanks for everything, Mike.
I'm gonna go. Chet.
Whoa, that was good. Now you're one of those guys, huh? In and out.
It's not like that, Chet, okay? The girl, she's a witness.
Right?
I need you to keep an eye out.
No problem.
All right, now listen to me. Hear me.
Me?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. The moment Larry gets in, you have him call me at home.
Okay.
At my home.
Call you at home.
Use this phone. Do not let him go upstairs.
Wait, don't let him upstairs? But he lives here. I don't want to argue with Mr. Larry. I can lose my job.
Chet, trust me on this.
Okay. Call you from here.
From here.
Don't let him up.
Don't let him up.
No problem.
Important witness.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look, I got a better idea. I'm getting off in like 2 hours. If you want, I could go upstairs and watch the door. You know, like the cops do in the movies. They sit on the stool. You know, I got a magazine and everything. And I don't let anybody in or out type of thing.
Chet.
You know? I mean, seriously, because, you know, all kidding aside, I want to help.
You're helping. Do that from here. Can you do it from here?
Yeah, I can do it from here.
Oh, fine. That helps.
Okay.
From here, okay?
All right. It's funny that you asked me because, you know, I was going to be a cop. I took the test and everything. Yeah, you know, just didn't work out. Politics.
Yeah, I know. Great. You're my deputy.
I'm your deputy.
From here.
Great.
Watch out for everything.
You got it. Take care, Chief. I'm a deputy.
Don't honey baby me. You smell like perfume.
It was...
You don't even have your wedding ring on.
Damn. I went undercover. And so it required the taking off of the ring. That's all for a second. But I got the ring. Look, I just put my hand in my pocket because that's where it was. And it's right back on, baby. Can I get a pillow?
Well, if it isn't the guy who doesn't return phone calls. You mind telling me where the hell you've been the last 12 hours? Huh? I've been paging you all night. We got a situation here that I think you need to know about.
Look, Marcus, I got a dead madam, I got a concussion, and I got a real bad headache.
You got a headache. Well, let me tell you what I did last night. I had to sleep on my couch. I wake up this morning, I got a Power Ranger stuck up my ass. All right, and while we're discussing my ass, I damn near got it blown off. But guess what the good news is? I got a witness. Huh? Let me tell you about this witness. She likes to...
Sound like a nagging wife.
I'm a nag. I'm nagging. You see what happens when you go off without me? You get in the shit.
Please, like, shit don't happen when you're there.
That ain't the point, okay? The point is, if your partner pages you, you might want to get back to your partner. I want to meet the man who whooped your ass. I want to meet who whooped Shaft's ass. That's what I want to meet. Look at me, man. Last night, you don't know what I've been through. My wife done kicked me out the house, kicked me out of happy home. But no, you got to go off by yourself. I got this, partner. I got this bullshit.
I am feeling much better, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get his ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Watch yourself.
Oh! What did I say? Did you hear what I said? I heard what I said because I was standing there when I said it. I told you. I told you to secure a witness. Not to shoot up a neighborhood. Not to do another dead body. Just get the dope back and do it quietly.
Look, Captain. This whole situation is getting out of control.
You're goddamn right it's getting out of control.
But look, man, I damn near had to pass a pop quiz before she believed I was him.
Going. Yes. Little off.
I haven't killed anybody yet today, Captain.
Hey, do you want me to yell at you? Because I can do that.
Let me tell you something.
This witness, It's the only good news I got, okay? The only good news. You guys are bad news. So what does that mean? That means if you have to be Mike Lowry, Santa Claus, Effie Hutt, and I don't give a shit, that's what you're gonna be.
Whoa, wait a minute. What the hell is going on in here?
I was, like, getting them all in before you showed up.
Can somebody talk to me, please? Can I know what's going on?
Cap, these fools could have gotten a look at my license plate last night.
So where's the girl now?
This place.
What?
You left her by herself? Our only fucking witness?
You left a strange hooker alone in my apartment?
The girl is not a hooker, as far as I know. See, I had to stash her somewhere. Her and her dogs, Luke and Dookie.
So you left dogs in my house? So there's dogs and a hooker in my house? Hey, listen, how about you just add some chimps, okay? We can have a carnival.
Man, didn't I just say you want a hooker?
Can you please?
Hey,
you don't respect.
Shut up!
For years, Sinclair has been up my ass trying to pin something on me. Well, I'm always taking it for you, right? Do it for me. Now, if we get this witness to ID the shooters, maybe we catch our bad guys. But until then, you are Mike Lowry. You be him. That's what you are. You're him.
Man,
you're him. I don't want to hear it. You're him. And you are you. You be you, but not in front of her. You're him. You're you.
Can we get a timeout here, Cap? What am I, like, the designated homeless?
Hey, does it look like I care? Whatever it takes, all right? Whatever it takes. What did she say to you? The shooters are going to make their drop in 4 days? So we got 4 days.
Cap, what kind of plan is that, man? I can't be shacked up with that woman. I have a family to look after. My wife will kill my ass.
You don't like his out? Quit.
Look, I'll stay at the house with Teresa and the kids and everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you, but no thanks, okay? You wouldn't last 5 minutes with my family.
Please, man. Married life is easy. You only got one woman to satisfy.
Yo, man. We ain't the cops.
Let's go. I got this.
Go.
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Yeah, and you're gonna be retired like him, too.
I'd have dunked it on your head.
Cleveland.
I have never.
Hey, look, woman, okay? Now, I done told you, okay? It's a federal subpoena. What am I going to do, tell him no?
I don't know what you're going to tell him, baby. Why can't he go? Why can't you go?
Oh, you know, I wanted to, you know, but Captain Howard said, you know, I'm irresponsible. No, he said loose cannon. That's because I'm shooting in public.
Bang, bang.
Just out of nowhere sometimes.
What? No, man. Please. Look, babe, okay? The neighborhood has had a lot of break-ins.
I can handle it. I don't need Mike to handle it.
I know you can handle it, okay? But I'm worrying about me, okay? Mike's gonna stay here with you and the kids. Take care of y'all. Just till I come back, that's all.
Who's gonna pick the kids up from daycare and all that stuff? Mike can't do it.
Are you listening to me, baby? I said, Mike.
Yeah, I read a book that could probably help y'all. I saw it.
Mike, please, man. Can you go down and have a Coke and a smile? Please.
All right. Y'all want something?
Bring me a Coke, Mike. Baby, you want a Coke?
I'm fine, thank you.
Mike.
So explain it to me, Elliot. We've got a problem with our chemistry set?
It's not a chemistry set.
No, it ain't a chemistry set, asshole.
So, what is it?
The cutting agent is highly volatile.
I don't care.
I
don't care. I'm not a fucking chemistry teacher, Elliot. So what is the problem?
The problem is that there's too much moisture down here.
Yeah, it's totally fucked.
You shut up!
Okay.
So what else?
It's taking longer to cook than we originally planned, and if we rush it, we're going to have a lot of drugs that we can't sell.
You're fucking with my timetable here. I gave you a deadline. Do you understand?
I understand.
Julie!
Yeah?
Hi. Dress?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Look, we gotta go through some mug shots, so okay. I'm gonna hook into the computer and we can do this.
Hey, Mike, who's the guy in all the photographs?
Oh,
Sometimes I don't even look at my shelf, and I forgot all the pictures was here. That's my partner. Yeah, that's my partner, Marcus Burnett.
Oh, I've never seen anything like this before.
Well, I can see how it may throw you a little bit. Well, you know what? It's a cop thing. Yeah, these pictures up here for every time he saved my life, and it's the same thing with him. If you go to his place, ain't nothing but pictures of me, Mike Lowry, because it's like a shrine. It's just a reminder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when I saw it, you know, it was like the whole wall. I thought maybe there were, you know, pictures of your lover.
Of who?
I thought that maybe you were gay.
I was gay. No, baby.
I mean, I didn't mean to offend you. You know, no. It's like okay to be a homosexual, Mike.
No, you're not listening. It's not registering, okay? Believe me. Did you sleep in the bed? You didn't feel the dents? Mm. Yeah, the dents come from all that. That's how it gets down, okay?
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay. If I was, I'll change the drapes in this motherfucker.
No.
Yes.
No, thanks. I don't eat flesh.
You what?
That's flesh that you're shoveling into your mouth. You know, that was like a living, breathing creature. You know, it probably had a name.
It's just bologna. My bologna has a first name.
Well, actually, your bologna has about 30 names, you know, because they take, like, odd parts from all different ones, you know, like the leftovers, like the hooves, you know, stomach lining, ears, stuff like that, you know, and they put it into this machine and, like, grind it all up, and then out comes, like, this sheet, you know, that's, like, what you're eating now. Okay.
You know what? I don't eat bologna no more. How about a pickle? Can I eat the pickle?
Well, there's a lot of salt in it, but yeah, it's fine. I mean, it is a vegetable. A
lot of salt in the pickle? Okay, let me rinse it off. There we go. There we go. Hmm? How's that?
Just keep going.
I don't even taste the salt now.
Go back. That's the guy. He was there in the room.
We got a tip they was running some major druggage up in there, something like 50 keys. So we steps to the door. Boom! Freeze! Miami PD! Get out! Out of nowhere, this little crazy pimp named Chino punched me in the head with some brass knuckles, right? I'm like, ah! Yo, Chino's been running hoes up in there, but your dad'll explain that to you.
Look at it. Your dogs, they're shitting all over my place. Liquid shit.
Well, it doesn't help you going around shellacking it in with furniture polish, you know?
There's a piece right there. Please, get that. That looked like a chip of shit.
Francine, can I please have the parole jacket on Noah Traficante? Thank you.
You know what, man? I'm getting tired of this witness, man. I want to get back to my life the way it was. I'm tired. Okay, I got married so I can stop lying.
You know what? I cannot believe you complaining. You got it easy compared to me living in that zoo you call home.
Hey, man. Why you got to call my place a zoo?
Now
I'm tired of you talking that stuff, man.
Fight me.
I'm saying, no, wait, but don't call my place no zoo, man.
Francine, please. Yo, that's my silk shirt, man.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I figured since I'm going to be like Mike, I might as well dress like Mike, you know. I mean, I want to be like Mike. Pow! Huh?
You're sick. So, see, something is wrong with you.
Yeah.
You have a problem, and you should have yourself checked.
Yeah. Well, probably.
Here's the file. He works at Clubhouse.
Thank you. Can you take care of this, please? I've got to call the wife.
Whose wife? Can you please do some work? One time today, do something.
Man,
I'm going to do something that helps this case.
What?
You're real handsome today, Marcus.
No, see, it's not that kind of day, okay? Leave me the fuck alone. Seriously, right?
What's up, Ed? DMS?
No, damn the jokes.
Yeah.
Damn them. Bring it, okay?
Hey.
I ain't the mood.
Yeah, that's cool. Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Never mind. That thing's going with the kids. How's that potty training thing going? You are so silly. Nah, it'll be 10:30, 11 o'clock when I get in. Nah, don't wait up. I'll be out. So, yeah, why don't you rent a movie or something? You know, something we can kick back. So what you wearing?
Man, give me the phone! Give me the phone! Baby!
She hung up. She hung up a long time ago. I was playing.
Man, I'm
playing. I was playing.
Hey, no. Hello?
I was playing.
Hey, man. Why, don't play like that, okay?
I'm
That's playing. My family, man. Don't break up a happy home.
All right, start wearing my clothes, man.
Well, everybody about the motherfucking joke today, ain't they? Hello?
I cannot believe this.
Come on, Francine. This Eddie Dominguez file cannot be that hard to get into.
I've tried three times. I just can't get in. Sorry,
Tina. Well, yeah, that never stopped you before. Just let me know if you get in, all right?
Anything for you, but I can't get in. I tried.
This is me against the world.
Hey, Mr. Lowry. Chad. Hey, Mr. Lowry.
Okay? The Lowry
brothers. Let's just
get down to the clubhouse and pick up Noah. Julie, it's me. Oh, what's up? You're supposed to be getting us into this
Eddie Dominguez file. Hey, look, it's going to be a day or two before I can get Fletcher.
We don't have no day or two.
Yeah, look, I'm not the computer whiz. It's going to take a while before we can hack the computer.
You're not taking care of shit.
Mike, listen, I was thinking about something that... Hey. You must be...
Marcus, right.
Julie.
Julie,
yeah. Hi.
All right. Nice to meet you.
You too. I recognized you from every one of the photographs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's my man, you know, so we...
On the wall. Yeah, that was on the wall.
Well, you must be very good.
I'm sorry.
As a partner, getting what your job, what you do. What time are we doing this thing tonight?
Excuse me?
Mike said that we were going to a club.
Yeah, well, we, as in me and my partner, you wanted home protective custody. You at my house.
Oh, that's just great. So I'll just stay here again. We shut the mini moron doorman to protect me?
That is very good.
Oh, I'm sorry. That looks like a stain on your rug. Damn.
That was my baby, Luke. He gets kind of nervous in new surroundings.
You just shit, huh?
Yeah, well, it's sort of, you know, it's like marking his territory, yeah. Sort of a male thing. I offered to pay Mike for the cleaning, and he wouldn't hear of it.
Oh, because I'm going to get rid of
him. Oh, yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah, I was going to throw that out anyway, you know, I just want a new look.
Mike, he's a special guy, boy, that Mike is special. That's why I call him Special Mike. It's funny, you guys like how you can just laugh at that. That's why I love him.
Now, me, woo,
I'd be pissed. Oh, and look at this cute little dog on the couch.
Oh, that's Luke.
Oh, look how he just crawls around in the leather and everything.
You want to meet Duke? He's in the bed. He's been feeling sort of upset and having diarrhea and throwing up all morning. Oh, baby.
Well, let's go see if little Duke is going to be okay, shall we? Me and you. Me and you.
Oh, Mike.
Lady, who are you?
Who the hell are you?
Look, you got to get out.
Hey, look, get your hands off me.
Hey, lady, don't push me.
Hey, I need that.
Okay, well, you're not going to use that.
Get your hands off me. Hey, what are you doing?
Get out of here, all right? Now, if you don't stop stalking me, I'm going to arrest your ass. Wait. And I'm telling you, old psycho, the woman's into some weird shit.
What is going on out here?
That was crazy Yvette stalking me.
Yvette? Oh, God, she was coming. You threw Yvette out? Yvette is a masseuse. Hmm? She massages shit.
She told me.
Hey, listen, are there any other, you know, totally hysterical, half-naked women popping by tonight that I should know about?
She was naked?
Titties were out a little bit.
You threw that out naked? Okay, you're something. Okay, my wife would hate. She hates womanizers. I don't believe you. You see, you something wrong with you.
No, Mike.
You don't respect other people's shit. That's your problem. I've been telling you that for years. Yeah, ever since you started, you always have your trash all over you. Don't respect
nothing. Enough! Please! Me and my partner, we're going to go to Club Hell so we can bust this fool Noah.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
Fine.
Don't blow the case.
Okay, Frank, here's the deal, okay? You stay put. Anybody tells you to move, don't. I don't care what they say, tell them you're making a delivery for Mr. Boucher, okay? You got it? You got it? Frank? Frank?
Oh.
It's ether! It'll explode! You don't... Don't even breathe, you knucklehead!
Lowry, we got 2 days left. Let's try to do this right. No gunshots, no dead bodies. I'm not trying to lose my job on this one.
Well, you know, if I recall correctly, the last couple dead bad guys belong to you.
And next time you have to kill them, why don't you do it after you get the information that we need? That's just a suggestion. What do you think?
Please. You ain't even trying to compare body count. Should I keep going all day? I'm out.
This guy Noah's parole jacket says he works in there. We're standing out front arguing like a couple of schoolgirls. What do you say we put an end to all this bickering, huh?
Huh?
Because you're starting to get on my goddamn nerves.
Look at you. Can you stay focused?
What are you talking about? I'm focused.
Yeah, focus on all this scattered ass around here. Let's do what we came to do and get the fuck out of here.
Simple. Fine. Then just split up, check around. I'll meet you at the bar in 10 minutes.
Fine.
Holy shit. What the hell is he doing?
Oh, man. That's the cop. There he is. See him?
Help him. Get
him. I'm going.
Woo! Budweiser. Well, like I had a million of them.
What's up, motherfucker?
I learn how to work the safety with your punk ass. I'll be back.
Who done tore off and whooped your ass now?
Take the time. This really is the fucking time. Look, they know. Let's get Noah and get out of here.
No, the chick! The girl, right? The bitch from the rooftop!
woods. Someone's chasing us.
What was that?
What was that?
That's what, guys. Don't know. But I had a perfectly good shot at him, and your friend Maxton Jackson over here in the...
No. This is official police business. You had no business in there. And can you please drive this thing?
Don't bring it here,
all right? You don't want to pick a slow-ass ice cream truck. What am I smelling? Describe! What am I smelling?
Ether. Extremely flammable ether. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. Oh, you the man. Oh, you the fucking man tonight. I ain't gonna pick an ice cream truck. Oh. That's a damn bomb.
This to your body count? There goes the only lead to the dope. And this bitch.
The dope? The dope? What are you talking about? How about there goes our only lead to Max's killer? I mean, he's still out there. Oh. But I mean, that's not really important, because it's not like it's your job to protect people. Holy shit.
See what
shit.
I'm saying? She's crazy.
I'm crazy!
You're gone.
Oh,
you
done zoomed.
She done
zoomed.
This is
the witness.
She done zoomed. That's it. You deal with it.
No way.
Listen. Yes, okay, you're right. This whole thing started because of missing drugs. But let me tell you something. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, more important to Mike than doing this guy that killed Max.
I know. Sometimes he has a hard time expressing his real feelings.
Come on. It's gonna be all right, okay? We need you.
Part of the team.
I thought he was supposed to be the smooth one.
This has not been a good day.
Damn right. This is bullshit. We got 2 days to find these fools, and we got no leads because you cooked Noah's ass back on the freeway.
Shampoo?
No. Okay?
Well, let's just do that.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Julie, it don't take that long to get shampoo. Come on, please, let's go.
Look at this. Animal tested. Do you know how many chemicals are in this stuff?
Hey, I don't care if you go bald. Just get it and let's go.
JoJo.
He is a chemist.
It's entirely too much heroin and too much ether for just nobody to know nothing.
What is he talking about?
Well, you know the barrels of ether that blew up on the ice cream truck? They were going to use that to process the heroin.
Yeah, they do that to cut it. That, like, quadruples the value.
Yeah, you can't just stick it in a microwave. I think you're on something. Look, let's just pay for this, all right?
Hey, how much is that?
$14.25.
Damn. You know what? I must have left my wallet somewhere.
Freeze, motherfuckers!
Don't you move. I'm not understanding. I really don't.
Shut up!
I mean, do you just attract violent people? Fuck!
Take it easy. Hey. All right? We are police officers.
We're not police officers.
I'm not stupid. I know.
What are you?
I'm going to reach for my badge, okay?
Baguette? You want baguette, mother bitch? I give you baguette. Here, 99 cents each.
I tell you something. He got 8 fucking badges. I told you this cop thing don't work.
I blow you. Then I blow you.
Blow me? What the fuck? No. Hot meat.
No, I'm from the Middle East.
I killed before.
I kill again.
Hot meat, please.
I'm going to blow
on.
You.
Hot meat.
Hold on.
Do you see the fucking emotion I'm going through right now? That means the shit is serious, okay? That means me and this motherfucker's not vibing right now. That's what that shit means, okay?
You got something on your chest?
I got something. That's why the fuck
I'm
saying.
Do you want something? I want
something. I got a cannon.
What do you want?
Do you want something? You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Wait.
Hey, freeze, bitch.
You freeze, bitch.
Oh, shit. I'm fucked.
Now back up, put the gun down, and give me a pack of tropical fruit bubblicious.
And some Skittles. Hell of a night. I'm going to bed.
So, make yourself at home. To your bed.
I sit down, you know, for a minute, you know, because I'm guarding shit, you know. I'm watching out for the bad boys, so, you know, I can see things, you know, real well from my peripherals.
You know, for such a stud, Mike Lowry, you sure seem a little rigid about having a girl in your bed.
Who? Me, Mike Lowry? I'm not rigid. I'm comfortable. It's my bed. Why would I be uncomfortable?
I don't know. You know, I think it's more than just wired. I mean, maybe it was all the, you know, guns and stuff. I mean, I've never really shot a gun before, and that's sort of all that, I don't know, steel. And I'm feeling, don't you feel a little funny?
Well, I'm not a comedian, but, you know.
I don't mean like that kind of funny. I mean like funny.
No. You don't want that. You don't want that. Because when I come, you know, I come with the thunder. And
Mike, you sound like you're saving yourself for marriage.
No, that ain't me. That's Marcus. You know what I'm saying? He's a married one.
I got some other... Oh, no.
Oh, you go... I done seen it now. You got... Turn the page.
No.
Turn the page, girl. I done already seen it.
Don't laugh.
No, I cannot believe he wore his afro that big. I forgot all about that.
He looked cute like that, I think.
What's Marcus's wife like?
She's like a wife.
Well, I mean, she must be pretty amazing to keep a guy like Marcus.
Keep a guy like what?
Well, you know, I mean, like watching him tonight. I mean, he's very sort of take charge. You know, the way he was sort of throwing guys this way and that. You know, there's something about him. I don't know what it is. You know, he's so smooth, you know. Boy, I bet his wife's enjoying the smoothness right this minute.
He's got a quality that women respond to.
Sure. I mean, I can't imagine the kind of woman that wouldn't find Marcus attractive.
Probably couldn't be around him. And you know, like our situation, if two people were alone.
No, not with a guy like that.
Excuse me.
What is wrong with him? Oh, no. This one goes on the bulletin board at work.
Don't do that. No, come on, Mike, put it back in. I cannot believe you took it up.
Come on. Marcus will kill us if you find out. Give it to him.
I can't believe I just see it.
Motherfucker! Got some jewelry. I'm sorry, but damn.
Whoa, I think we need to address a serious lack of trust in this relationship.
Please.
Is this even legal? I don't think this is legal.
I won't be long. Oh, it's legal. Out of sight.
Yeah, Sanchez, Lowry. Yeah, your mother, listen.
I think these guys are about to make a move.
Blue convertible, 2 visible occupants. Check it out, all right?
Hey, here we go.
Is that our guy?
That's him.
Where's the girl?
I don't see any girl. There's no girl.
No.
Fucking ass dogs.
Sneak up my own motherfucking house.
What in the world? Very strange.
His ass upstairs. Supposed to be my boy. Motherfucker.
Like ducking and weaving up and down.
Look at this shit. This is what you want? Got me climbing like a fucking chimp. No, but I ain't going out like that. Don't take nobody that goddamn long to get in the bed. Got my babies in the house. And a man can't get no quality time. But oh yeah, my partner can get some quality times. I don't play that shit.
Get the kid.
I knew it. I didn't have to call a fucking psychic line. I knew it.
I'm moving your dead man. Motherfucker.
Coming right up to his head. They're going to shoot each other. It's unbelievable.
Miami police, buddy!
Damn the police!
Marcus, what are you doing?
You're doing Teresa.
No, I'm not doing Teresa.
You're doing my baby.
Marcus, stop!
We can sneak up and snuff them both right now.
Yeah, but we're supposed to get the girl. Forget that.
Never fuck with a cop's family, asshole.
Doesn't that piss you off?
That pisses the fuck out of me,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started. Get out of the car.
Fuck. So shit is making you crazy, man. You know damn well it ain't that going on between me and Teresa.
Man, I've been your partner for 6 years, but I've been your boy all my life. For you to even think, for you to even let some dumb shit like that creep up in your mind.
This is me, man. What is wrong with you?
Man, fucking bad.
Yeah, I'm fired.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, man.
Where's
Dooley? Yo, get in the car, handcuffed to the steering wheel.
Are you trying to blow this whole case?
Yo,
huh?
My bad, man. I had no quality time.
You know how that shit is. Sometimes you do dumb shit.
I call that it. Yo, my bad, all right?
Okay, it's cool, man. Go.
All right.
These phone calls were made to Club Hell from this precinct. Explain.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Give me a name. Give me a goddamn name!
Okay. All I know is his name.
Give me his name. You're looking at a lot of time, you know that?
Fouché, I think.
That's his whole name, Fouché?
Fouché. I'm just an errand boy.
Oh, stop it.
Dumb
please,
fucking
you're gonna make
errand
me cry.
Boy. That's what you I are. I swear. Watching the house was my first gig.
Oh, how sweet. Does that make you a union?
You know something, if you were a real cop in the field, working every day, you'd realize that sometimes shit happens,
okay?
Oh,
don't give me that crap. You know, you're on your way to being reassigned.
Shut
down.
You're gonna reassign me, you? You don't have the authority to reassign me. So until you do, stay the hell out of here.
They should just bone and get that shit over with.
I'm getting really tired of this.
You're tired?
These gondos ain't cutting it no more. They're overfed, they're lazy, we need video surveillance. These gondos are nothing.
Jojo!
Oh, don't make this hard, Joe!
Nice running into you, Jojo.
Always making it hard on yourself, Jojo!
Gee, Julie, what have you been up to the last couple of days? Oh, nothing, just kind of hanging out, handcuffed to steering wheels.
Now, we're looking for someone who could stop on a shitload of heroin. Do it real fast, real well. We're looking for a real pro, Jojo.
I told you already, man. I'm in the rubber business now, man.
Jojo,
we're not playing, man.
Huh?
I'm telling you, man. I'm straight, man. I'm straight like a fucking board, like a motherfucking arrow, man. I'm so straight right now, it's sick.
Jojo, it's a lot of dope, man. Who could cut it real quick?
Cut it? You cut it up?
I don't know.
What's up, yo?
What? You pulling a gun on me? You guys are cops. I can't believe this. I should turn you into hard copy.
Put your ass on the TV set.
Yo, what are you doing, man?
Stop this.
Jojo, I got 15 bullets in this gun.
Mike!
And I swear, if you don't start talking to him, I'm gonna fill your lying ass full of some hot shit. Now, what's up?
Mike! He's a former ganja-smoking motherfucker. He ain't worth it.
Do you want something? I'll bust your ass, too.
So sad.
You on your own, JoJo.
What's up, Joe?
I'm gonna tell you like this. You splatter his ass, he's no good to us. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm not going down over this shit. I'm not going down for you killing JoJo the Tire Man.
Okay, okay.
Fuck that. I don't want no brain fragments on me. That shit gets in your clothes and it stinks.
Okay.
Fuck that, JoJo.
Okay, I'll tell you what I know, all right? I don't know everything about everything. I know a little bit about a little bit, okay?
Tell them something, Joe.
It's three guys.
Fuck it. All
right? They got a laboratory that... No. No, it's two guys. Okay, one guy died on a plane crash last year. It was fucked up, but no.
No, there used to be more! Fuck!
No. It's one guy, really. It's only one guy, really. This guy's
one main guy.
No, this guy's an Einstein motherfucking genius college boy. Fucking egghead motherfucker. He got four eyes and glasses, motherfucker. He got a rich mom and daddy who live out in Coconut Grove.
Where? Fucking JoJo, I don't want you to get
it. Hey, where is that?
You would do that for us, JoJo?
Yeah, I want to help you guys. You stick that gun down. I got the address in the office.
Well, thanks a lot, JoJo. Why don't you go grab that?
Cool.
You can go ahead.
Now.
Yeah, now it's good. Now it's real good, JoJo.
Yeah. This is on me, too. Why don't you guys pick out some white walls for yourselves? It's a little gift from me to you.
You made me think you were going to shoot me for a minute.
I was.
And this punk ass Kim is coming home.
So, this is a stakeout. Not what I imagined. Thought there'd be more conversation.
Sorry, it's not up to your usual high standards.
Is he always like this on a stakeout? Or what is it? Too much caffeine? Not enough sex?
Hey.
Ooh, I can't believe she went there on you. You don't know who you're talking to?
That's Mike Lowry over there. King Ding-a-ling.
Go ahead, why don't you whip it out for a big boy?
Right on your forehead.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
There he is. Yo, let's go, let's go, let's go. Move, I'm on him.
What are our chances?
Well, remember Club Hell? Worse.
But that's it. Call Major Backup. I want motherfucking swimming ducks in here.
Whoa, hold it. Come on, man. You know Sinclair got every phone in the damn station tapped. We gotta do that in person.
Shit. That's about time we deal with her bullshit. Every junkie in America be high off our bus.
Can we help you?
Hey, I staked out all night in the back of that jalopy, too. You know, I think I earned a peek.
Hey, this is real cop stuff. Okay, this is not Charlie's Angels.
All right, it can't hurt for her to take a peek.
Oh, it can't hurt to look. Yeah, if they fire a goddamn bullet over here, it hurt, won't it?
We have guests. Have them told us. Don't do anything, just call me with their location.
This high-speed chase ending on a trestle near the River Drive and 34th Street's intersection was captured two nights ago by our 6 Action News team. And while the perpetrator was killed, both police officers involved in the incident seemed to escape.
I thought you said Daddy was in Cleveland. Can't be in Cleveland.
The officers didn't like the presence of our cameras.
No, baby, your daddy just wishes he was in Cleveland.
I'm telling you, man, this Fouché, he's a slick one. FBI, DEA, they got nothing on him. But he got to deal with us today.
What's that? That's the last time they ever handcuffed me again. That's what that is. Boy.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am. All visitors must be announced.
Pisses me off.
Lady! Lady!
I guess when you guys get back, this will all be over, right?
Oh, you got that right. Now, don't worry, though. You'll be set free. Cut loose. And you'll be back to your old life. No more handcuffs.
Oh. Did
I'm out of here.
Should be checked. Swing out. My veggie burger.
Move, guys.
Move!
You gotta be.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm here to kill my husband, Marcus Burnett.
And that'd be the tall one or the short one?
The short one.
Thought so.
Shit, ringing the...
Oh! Bang. Teresa. Let me get your husband.
Marcus, get over here.
Okay. Because I know what it looks like. Did you get my message?
Huh?
Can you, leave me and Mrs. Burnett alone for...
Right.
Y'all met? Baby? I know, so let me...
Marcus, as far as I am concerned, you can keep the wedding ring in your pocket because your new little girlfriend...
Oh, shit.
And Mike will all be very happy living here. Trust me.
Sweetie, it's not even...
No. I saw it on the news.
Come on, that should be having a swing. Baby, it's not even...
No, you're no longer welcome to my house.
Listen, he didn't tell you I was coming in the airport... Early. Remember I said call her that you were going to bring me to your place? Hold on. Talk about when I told you, man. You were going to bring me to your place.
Julie.
I ain't even going to, nah. We not arguing about this. Okay. I'm raising him up. All right, here, baby.
Believe me, we wanted to tell you.
You know what? It really doesn't matter anymore, Marcus. Mike, Kojak, whatever your name is, okay? Aside from the fact, I'll tell you something else. If his wife can find us, I'm a lot better off on my own.
This? I can see how it would look a trip.
Uh-huh.
You see me, I run out, I got a shirt open. You see Mike, he half butt naked. Then you see the white girl. So, the shit looks like we having one big motherfucking orgy up in here, and ain't nobody, I'm telling you, ain't nobody doing none of that. It's not what it looks like, okay? Hear what I'm saying? Baby, she's a material witness. That's real.
No.
Baby, Teresa, listen. It was orders. Baby, listen, it was orders.
Can I talk to you? Can you stop so I can talk to you, please?
Damn, enough with the smooth shit, Mike. It's not gonna work anymore. I don't want to hear. I don't care what you say.
Until my backup arrives.
I love you, Marcus.
Shit, I forgot to give him the address.
great. I wasn't there for you.
What is it with you guys? How come it always has to be good news, bad news? You know exactly where the dope is, but you lose our only witness. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Hey, Lowry, pick up your phone, will you? Lowry.
Hi, Mr. Lowry.
I'm keeping your sweet little friend for 4 hours until I make my deal. And I will make my deal. I just put a bullet in the chemist.
You fuck with my timetable. The other one is for the girl.
Son of a bitch! Pussy
motherfucker just shot one of his employees. He said if we don't back up, he's gonna kill Julie.
All right, guess what we're gonna... Not now!
I told you to play by the rules.
Don't do this to me now. I am on the verge of solving this case.
You turned South Beach into a war zone. I finally got the authority to shut you down. As of today, you're all reassigned.
This is left. Fucking South.
All right, this guy is painting me into a corner. All right, look, he's going to kill the girl anyway, and we're not going to let her die. And we're not walking away from this bus. I don't give a shit what she says. So, the deal goes down in 4 hours. That means you guys got 2 hours to find him. It's time to get lucky. Go do what you gotta do.
Look, Fletcher, man, you kind of told us that this thing would move a little quicker than this, man.
Hey, man, it's not that easy, okay? If it was that easy, you guys would be doing it.
Hey, man, work your magic. You say you're a computer whiz,
man. Come on. Hey, man, back up off me, okay? I'm doing an illegal favor for you, okay? This is what I got put in jail for in the first place. So you back up off me.
Man, you don't sit your lanky ass down. Bottom line, I will knock you the fuck out. The fuck is wrong with you?
Can you have a seat?
And you said you're going to get me out of jail.
And I wasn't lying, Fletcher.
Cops are so dumb. Look, it's coming up.
Remember, you promised to get me out, Fletcher.
Right there, Eddie Dominguez.
There it is. Voila.
Girlfriend.
New Year's Eve, and my ex-boyfriend, Eddie, and this French guy, they took some really horrible pictures of me, and they said that they would put them up on the bulletin board of my kid's school, unless I gave them a lot of narcotics information, but I never gave them you or the girl.
Look, they got the girl. We need to get them now.
Because if we don't, they're going to kill her. And how do you make contact?
I have their mobile phone number. No, I'm sorry. Listen. Mike, I'll make it up to you. I will. I'll do anything you want.
We don't have a lot of time, Miss Gomez.
We just did 60 years, you know that? I want a nickel. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to speak to Romeo?
No, there ain't no Romeo here, asshole. What are you laughing at?
Now, this cell phone will keep triangulating him, no matter where he goes. We'll watch this on this map until he stops.
Sector 234.
Signal's still strong. We still have a lock.
Go down.
Come on, baby.
Thank you.
Lucy was the queen, baby. Think about it.
Sure, Bob was a bimbo. What are you talking about? Desi was the whole brains behind the whole thing.
How could you say that?
What do you mean, how can I say that?
You take those bongos away from that guy, man, he's nothing.
It's Congo, don't be so stupid. Because it's dead.
Did that
because
it's dead.
The fucking pencil squad.
Hey, hey, what'd you get us assigned to traffic duty?
Oh, this is real. We got something for you. Shit could get you killed.
Let's go.
It's Conway. I'm calling in a favor.
Eastbound towards northwest 135th Street.
Northeast. Keep going northeast.
If I'm wrong about this, you can fire my ass. Now, this is what I need. I need a SWAT team, helicopters. We're calling all cars here, baby. Only I don't know where I need them.
Very nice car you got there.
Oh, yeah. That's my toy. I'm taking it with me. For my collection.
And how about the wire transfers?
Two wire transfers to your banks.
Mm-hmm.
Totaling $180 million. And 20 in cash.
Confirmation requested. 90 million Gelders Bank of Zurich.
No easy approach.
No time. Fuck the backup. We gotta go now.
Not a problem.
What, you got an itch? I'd love to scratch it.
Scratch this, okay?
I'd scratch whatever you want me to, you blue-eyed bitch.
Did you go to college?
You guys sure you want to do
this? Hey, look, let's go! Hey, tuck in your skirt, baby. Come on. My shit always works sometimes.
It's the best you can buy. It's been very nice doing business with you.
Boarding pass. Watch that motherfucker. He shot me. He shot you. He shot me.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Just had a little run-in with your friend Jim Brown over here, but I'm fine.
He steals our shit. Kidnaps Julie. Shoots at my wife. Oh, we beating him down. We beating him down. Rikers, I just got one question for you, bro. How the hell are you gonna leave my ass at a gunfight to go get the car?
You have got to shut up and let him drive, okay?
Seems like that gunshot wound has improved your driving skills. You got the right to remain silent. Anything you say can, will be used against you in a court of law.
Yo, man, what the fuck did you do?
Get out the way.
Just punch it, man. Just punch it. Go! Wait, this car is faster. This is a faster fucking car. It's gonna be one or the other, baby. It's gonna be him or it's gonna be us. You better fucking win, that's all I know. You better win. You better win. Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From now on, that's how you drive.
Kill him, man. When your punk ass woke up this morning, you didn't think about 5 o'clock. You have a hole in your leg, did you?
You could kill me, you chicken shit.
Oh, no, I could. You're talking like it's over. I was just pausing. See, I'm starting to get the hang of this whole marksman shit, you know what I mean? That shooting them from 30 yards while they're running away. No, that's not it. Here's where it is, right here. Point blank, up close and personal.
Mike!
That's what I'm talking about. Would you do it?
Mike, step off!
Do it.
Hey! Do it! Oh, it's over. He's a joke. He's a motherfucking joke. Shit. The joke. I'ma tell you, I love you, man.
Yeah, you know you always be getting emotional after gunfights.
Cause I'm glad we survived. Shit.
What you talking about? I love you too, man. Don't be looking at me. I said, yeah, I love you. I said that shit.
You my boy, man.
Nah, you like my brother, man.
So what am I?
Oh, man.
Julie, sweetie, you a little dangerous.
Yeah, so you like a magnet for random gunfire.
But you all right. You cool. You're down. You're down.
So, what's next?
No, no. See, ain't gonna be no next.
Well, Marcus, come on, man.
You wanted Mike Lowry? You got him. Right here. That's Mike. Oh, Mike Lowry. I'm going home to my wife to get my quality time.
Marcus, why don't you stop playing, man?
I've been beat 3 times since we've been out here. I'm cool, man. Don't need no help, please. Back up. Back up. Don't need no help.
I don't know why you're going home to your wife. You got shot in your leg. Your dick probably don't even work.
Marcus, do you have the keys?
Mike wanted me to go to this gunfight. Then, well, there was this witness.
No. My man. Oh, sorry. My man, can you let me out of here?
I don't got the keys.
What do you mean you don't have no keys? Why wouldn't you have keys?
Can you peep what I speak? Technique's unique, so what you're saying is obsolete. So there it is, as I go about my days, I can only bring it to you like this, in so many ways.
Informing are blinded, try not to take them as your friend. And should I eliminate us? Should I eliminate us? Was I borrowed and no borrow, was I lend them equivalent? And should I eliminate us? Should I eliminate
us? In so many ways.
Why? Just the plot of all the